opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message to Aaron. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first hour, oh, you can also watch us on Twitch, by the way. I haven't really gotten to the Twitch yet. I'll do that now. But if you missed the first hour, all Super Bowl, which you would expect. I wasn't just happy because I won my bet. I have a lot of friends who are Chiefs fans, and I, you know, was kind of rooting for them for that reason. And plus, Andy Reid, it's hard to root against, man. I really wanted him to get a Super Bowl so he could go eat a big cheeseburger, which is what he started talking about afterwards. I'm like, yep, I love this guy. But I think unless you're a Niners fan, I don't think there's anybody in the world who's not happy for Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So even Philly fan was saying nice things last night on Twitter, which look almost never happens.
Look at that.
Yeah. Did you watch the Rockets yesterday?
I did not. No. I mean, I saw that, you know, they kind of rocketed.
I wasn't
wasting my time on Super Bowl Sunday with that nonsense.
Well, there was a golf tournament too. There's all kinds of stuff you could have watched.
I watched some really, really good action. I watched Canisius against Marist. And I watched, while that was going on, I was watching Wright State versus Wisconsin Green Bay. Very good matchups.
I see.
And I'd watched Illinois Iowa earlier in the day.
I don't watch any sports on Super Bowl Sunday, and I don't switch over to the game until 5:32.
5:32.
Yeah.
On the dot.
Because that's when, you know, theoretically you're about to have kickoff. It still took forever.
Man, I said, and I told everybody who asked me, actually there's two props I felt really good about. I would have gone 1-1. But I told everybody who asked, the national anthem under was a lock.
Yeah, and she went way under.
Because she wasn't out there BS. She wasn't trying to, like, when you get these, like, these diva, you know, larger than life, they want to do it. They want to drag that bleep out. You get these crooners and they want to hold every note. She just sang this song. And that song should be sung in about a minute and 45 seconds. And she sang it in a minute 50. Because she held out the last note till the damn jets flew over. So she did it the way it's supposed to be done. That was an easy one. Where I was wrong, I was pretty sure that the Gatorade would be purple. Yeah, I thought it'd be a Kobe thing. And when they threw that orange Gatorade, I mean, by the way, orange, easily the most delicious flavor of Gatorade. But it would have made sense to do purple, is what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, I think we can kind of stop with the Kobe tributes now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a week.
But, you know. How dare you, I mean.
Stop. But that number went from like 1,100 to 100, so people thought that was going to be the case.
That's what I thought.
And if it had been the 49ers, maybe it was. But the ratings are in. So 102 million watched the game. 102 million people.
Which 102 million households.
No, it says total audience of 102 million, which, considering we have 227 other million people, the hell were they doing?
I don't know. Well, I mean, a lot of them are kids and stuff.
Well, that doesn't count. If you don't count, then less than a third of the population watched the game, but it's still the 10th most. It was the most watched TV event of the year.
Oh, well, of course. And how was it up or down from last year?
It says it was the 10th most watched Super Bowl
of all time.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
So, but that doesn't include overseas. That's just in America.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, it wasn't a, It wasn't a bad Super Bowl. It wasn't anything special, and we've been spoiled. We've had some good ones in recent years.
Last year's wasn't very good.
What was last year?
That was Patriots, yeah. Rams debacle.
Yeah, that was tough to watch. But we've had some good ones. We've had some duds. This was sort of in the middle.
It didn't suck. Space Ghost says he's a lemon lime man himself for Gatorade.
No way.
Yeah, I
liked citrus cooler back in the day. That was good stuff.
I like lemon lime orange. And I've been drinking a lot of the fruit punch lately. That's my third choice.
I don't mess with fruit punch ever. Well, almost anything.
Well, the zero, and I only do Gatorade Zero, but the zero version of that is pretty good because it's too sweet otherwise. And I don't like the taste of it. But the one that's zero calories, it tastes better.
Last year's Super Bowl, 98.2 million.
Okay. So 4 million more.
The year before, 103.4.
Which one? That would have been.
That was Philly, New England.
Okay. Good game.
Year before that, which was. Oh, that was New England versus the Packers, right?
It should have been Falcons, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one here.
Falcons.
That was here.
That's right. Yeah. 111 million. And then 112 million the year before that. That was Broncos Panthers. So.
Interesting.
The gold standard. In at least recent history, is Super Bowl 49. Is that the right? I'm not great at Roman numerals off the dome. But that was the Patriots-Seahawks 28-24. That was the interception.
Yeah, with the great finish. Yeah.
That was a good game.
Yeah. And a fantastic finish.
Yep.
So... 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. 2-1 said we had 35 people at our Super Bowl party in a house of three, so would that count as three? I don't know how they figure it. I know that there's
ratings, they're always just guessing.
Yeah, it is.
Know that.
It's just guesswork, which is what a lot of those prop bets were. They were just guesswork, which is why I stayed away from them. It's like I can't make myself just play goofy stuff for fun. You know, I have to, there has to be some kind of thought process behind it. But, you know, it was, and that's why I didn't overthink it, because I would have taken the rushing yards over and I'd have been pissed. And I would have taken Garoppolo over passing, which,
yeah,
you know, so I would have lost both of those. So I'm glad I went the way I did. And it's funny because, plus, there's like, my bookie had like 1,300 props. I know. Somebody says green apple is solid for Gatorade. That, I got to tell you, that tastes like ass. That is the worst tasting.
What's your favorite flavor of ass is what I want to know.
Ain't green apple.
Okay.
No, cinnamon, man.
Cinnamon ass. Mm. I drank your beer, by the way.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I drank it at the Super Bowl. It's solid. It's even more, it's almost Christmassy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But the version you had, he's bumping up the alcohol content to 10% from 8%.
Oh, that's what I need, more alcohol.
I know. And then once we age it in bourbon barrels, it'll obviously that'll affect the taste a little bit too. But yeah, I'm happy with how it turned out. And if basically True Anomaly and me and Whitmire's are doing a collaboration on a cinnamon porter, and I was happy with how it turned out. And Tom did a great job with it. When I went and sat down and was going to try it, the first thing he says, all right, I got some other things I want you to try with this. And I took one sip and I go, no, that's what I wanted. That's the flavor I was hoping for. So turned out great. Cool blue Gatorade all the way. I'm not a blue.
The blue Gatorade. But actually, there's two kinds of blue Gatorade. One is good and one's not good. So I don't know what I don't drink Gatorade anymore. But when I did like that, the light blue. Yeah, I don't like dark blue.
The only time I had that green apple was we had just run a 10K and the wife went in to get some water and stuff. I said, get me some Gatorade. And just get me the green Gatorade, thinking she would know to get lemon lime.
Would she get like watermelon flavor?
She got green apple.
Oh.
And I like took one sip out of it and almost threw up.
Yeah, but they got rid of citrus cooler, which was the best kind of Gatorade. And it was like the color of it was a little bit between orange and lemon lime. So it wasn't orange and it wasn't yellow. It was sort of yellowish orange. But that was good stuff. That was like that was what my Michael Jordan pushed, was he was always drinking that citrus cooler.
Yeah, I'm all about the zero now. I love that Gatorade Zero, and I drink a couple of those a day, but I mix it up. I try to get different flavors.
Now I basically just drink coffee, energy drinks, water, and beer.
Yeah, I just
sometimes whiskey.
Does Gatorade count as energy drink?
I don't think so.
Okay, because that's pretty much my gamut as well. Carlos said Glacier Cherry is a good one too. That's what
Cherry, man. What are you? That's millennial Gatorade.
No, that's the white one. If there's nothing else, I'll get that one. If they're out of the other ones,
I don't like new flavors of Gatorade.
It's not horrible, but
I don't trust it. And I don't like anything cherry flavored anyway. I'm out on that. There's nothing worse than when you grab a Jolly Rancher and you think it's watermelon, then it's cherry. Gross.
Yeah, see, I think watermelon candy and drinks are gross.
Oh, you're
like
crazy.
Watermelon's awesome. Like an actual watermelon. But yeah. Home dude said my wife went in the bedroom and started watching something else in the third quarter. I scolded her. How dare you watch something else besides the Super Bowl on this day?
Girl, bye.
You might need to upgrade there, home dudes. Might be worth thinking about. A lot of yellow Gatorade.
Well, I mean, it depends on the yellow. Like I said, citrus cooler is yellowish, but
lemon lime's not really yellow, though. To me, that's green. That's what I consider green Gatorade.
What?
Yeah.
Lemon lime is absolutely yellow.
I don't think so. It's green to me. It's a light green, but it's green.
Are you colorblind?
No. Are you?
No.
I think you are.
Aaron, you want to?
It's yellow.
It's for sure yellow.
Like there's
that is not yellow.
There's the maybe tiniest bit of green in there, but that's yellow.
No,
Gatorade.
That's not yellow. Get out of here.
I'm shocked at this that you think lemon lime Gatorade is green. That's yellow. Look at what I mean. That's green to you?
That's light green. Yeah, that's very light green. Yeah, that's
certainly yellow.
No. If you just Google yellow Gatorade, lemon lime is the only thing that pops up.
Yeah, but that's not yellow.
I mean, that's definitely yellow. No. It's like it's the color of urine.
Not really. My yellow urine is a lot yellower than that.
Yeah, we're way off on this. Like. Yeah. The only kind of green Gatorade, I know there's like some kind of tropical green Gatorade that's like damn near forest green. And then I've never tasted it because I would never even consider spending money on it. But there's a cucumber lime Gatorade that's green. Anything with cucumber in it, I'm out on. I don't like cucumber.
Yeah.
But yeah, lemon lime Gatorade, certainly yellow.
It's almost dead split down the middle.
I don't know who these people are. They're insane. All right. I got to tell you about Carbach. Guys, the Rodeo Clown Roundup coming up Sunday, February 16th, 1 o'clock out at the brewery. You're going to want to be there. They're kicking off rodeo season with a concert, the third annual Rodeo Clown Roundup. Blackberry Smoke is going to be headlining, Corey Morrow, Band of Heathens, and Clint Daniels playing. Grab your tickets today at CarbachBrewing.com. And before the show, kick things off with a nice run at the Rodeo Clown Roundup 5K, 10K. 8 a.m. out at the brewery. There's a timed 5K, 10K. You dress in your best Western gear or Rodeo Clown outfit. You got to be 21 years of older to participate. You'll receive a medal, commemorative koozie, and two tokens for the beer garden at the finish. And later in the day, take in the tunes. In fact, if you participate in the race, you get a discounted concert ticket at the time of registration. Register today at CarbachBrewing.com. And follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Find out everything going on at the brewery, everything at the restaurant, everything with their concert series, all that good stuff. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You don't gotta be perfect. You just gotta be worthy. Buy this and that, baby girl.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm looking at Gatorade bottles. There's the G-Series. That looks yellow. But everything else, light green. Sorry. The concentrate looks yellow, too. I'll give you that. But to me, the clincher on it, just because you call it yellow Gatorade doesn't make it yellow Gatorade. The powder one, the little thing on the outside that says what color it is green with a little lemon lime thing. The little slash.
Well, I found a guy who says, as a professional graphic designer, I regret to inform you that lemon lime Gatorade is technically a color called chartreuse.
Okay.
So all right. He's
Actually, if you look it up, chartreuse was
it's a color between yellow and green.
Yeah.
That looks greener though than I mean the chartreuse looks greener to me than Gatorade does. I'll give you that.
I mean, this guy could be full of it.
Well,
but this is, I mean, that's certainly the color.
Ah.
I mean, do you see yellow or green there?
Well, that's yellower, but there's some green in it. Is that chartreuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the chartreuse that I'm looking at looks greener than...
You've admitted that your computer screen has a green tint on it.
No, it's working right now. See, that looks green to me, right?
Yeah, that's definitely green. Okay,
and that's listed as chartreuse.
No, that's not chartreuse. That's green.
The hell? Freaking chartreuse.
I'm just going with yellow Gatorade is lemon lime. It's just yellow.
Okay, fine. You call it. You take the lemon part of it. I'll take the lime.
I'm going to post a Twitter poll. That's the only way to decide.
No, because Twitter sucks. I no longer recognize Twitter.
You can't just not recognize Twitter when you're colorblind.
No, I don't recognize Twitter for stuff like that because Twitter people are dumb.
And I don't know how all of a sudden your computer that you've said for a month is tinted green. Now, all of a sudden, when we're having a yellow versus green debate, it's like, oh, it's working now.
No, I mean, it's that's part of the problem is like 1 minute it works and 1 minute it doesn't.
Do you find that suspicious, Aaron? To me, it's very suspicious.
That's what I was thinking. But if you go to Google Images, it's got like an actual, I guess what you call paint swatch. And it's got, let's see, chartreuse green, chartreuse yellow, which are two different colors.
Okay, now we're getting stupid.
Green, yellow, and yellow, green, because those are two different colors as well.
To me, it's either yellow or green. And there's no, I don't want to hear about these made-up colors. When I was a kid, there was yellow and there was green, all right? You had the 8-pack of crayons. Unless you were rich. Some of you rich kids grew up with that 64 boxes that had the sharpener built in on the back, you old fancies. If you wanted chartreuse, you had to color yellow and green at the same time with two hands. All right?
Well, I like the lemon lime. I don't give a flying bleep what color you think it is. But it's not piss yellow.
It looks like dehydrated.
Yeah, it's greener than that. It's definitely greener than piss. So, which is, to me, that's the standard of what yellow is. Is pee, right? I mean, what else do we care about? Banana?
Yeah.
See, that's bananas not, but that is not the same color as a banana. You would admit to that, right?
What color is my folder?
Well, that's green.
Is that the same color as lemon lime Gatorade?
No, but the banana's not the same color either.
It's closer to banana than it is to my folder.
I respectfully disagree.
It's closer to banana than it is to grass.
Depends on the grass. You get some of that brown grass.
If you peed on the grass.
Well, yeah, definitely.
That'll yellow it.
So no love for the purple Gatorade. The purple Gatorade doesn't come in Gatorade Zero.
I don't like purple Gatorade anymore.
I liked it, but it's got sugar in it, so I don't drink it.
So far, one vote, 100% yellow. So, I mean, maybe there will be more votes, but through one vote, it's definitely 100% yellow.
Well,
I guess we should just shut the poll down.
Fair enough.
Oh, now it's got 26 votes. 85% yellow, 15% green. You're definitely wrong on this one.
No, Twitter says I'm wrong.
No, you're wrong.
And Twitter is meaningless to me. So, there you go. I'm actually really close to being able to get off Twitter.
What?
Yeah. Very close.
Good for you.
I
don't believe it, but good for you. Mm-hmm.
Somebody was asking, were we going to talk about the Trump tweet?
Mm. I mean, what is there to say? He doesn't know the difference between Kansas City, Missouri, and
he's probably never been there. And if he hasn't been there, then it's an easy mistake to make.
I mean, you are the president of the United States. You think, like, maybe know some geography, but that's like number 500 on things of I've seen him tweet that I've gone, really? So I didn't make that big of a deal of it. I know now it's like the easy thing to do is every time he misspells a word or something to go after him about it. I mean, whatever. Like what him knowing the geography of the Midwest is like so far down my concerns of his issues that I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah.
I do wish that he knew the difference between where I wish he knew where Kansas City was. That's all.
Well,
but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. But in his defense, even if you're the president, if you've never been there, that's an easy mistake to make. Because there is a Kansas City, Kansas. It's just.
It's not where the Chiefs play.
No. No, it's not. But, you know, I'm not going to beat him up over that. Like I said, there's other things to beat him up over.
Yeah.
So.
And the reality is that he's the tweetingest president ever. So the likelihood that he's going to screw up in tweets, it goes up exponentially. All right?
Well.
If Obama tweeted literally every thought that jumped across his mind at any moment, he probably would have had plenty of mistakes too. Obama was probably smart enough to have a staffer proofread all his tweets or he didn't walk around with his phone in his pocket constantly tweeting.
Well, I prefer this. I like the unfiltered stuff.
You like that?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I like when he's tweeting about negotiations with other countries and stuff. He's informing us. I'm okay. Yeah, it just honest mistake.
Scott says, drive Fred to the doctor ASAP. He is colorblind and shouldn't be operating a motor vehicle.
Okay, Scott. You know what? You can suck it. All right? If you guys really think that's yellow, then I worry more about you.
Let's see. Where are we at now? We are at 86% to 14%.
Yeah, on your Twitter. Which makes it meaningless.
Do you think that the people...
Because people who agree with you are going to your Twitter.
All I said... I didn't say which side I took.
Everybody knows. They're listening to the show.
You really think everybody who's on my Twitter is listening to the show right now?
90% of them are. Or 86%, apparently. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. We're going to have Lance here. Cool. Oh, he's right there. Let's go to our man, Lance Zierlein, as he turns his attention to NFL draft analyzing. You can hear him on the bench. Follow him on Twitter at Lance Zierlein. Lance, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Your phone sounds crisp.
Why, does it not usually?
No, it doesn't. This is good. I mean, if I'm just being honest.
Actually, like, at my house in a static location, so maybe that will help.
Maybe
I'm not walking around outside.
I'll take it. What were your big takeaways from the game last night? Fred and I both kind of agree that it wasn't necessarily that the 49ers choked it away. It's just that the better team ended up winning in the end. How'd you feel about it?
I mean, look, my first takeaway was I was surprised by the end that J-Lo was on the stage with Shakira. That was a bigger blowout than I expected. I thought it was going to go the other way. And that's my first takeaway is like, wow, they got to rethink that if you're going to put her on the stage with Shakira. I did not think it went as well for J-Lo as I expected. That was my first takeaway.
Shakira's face still looks like she's 23. Like, she hasn't aged at all.
Nope. I mean, Nope.
Shaq don't crack, as they say.
Nope. Everything was great. Everything was great. I can't. No complaints. Like I said, just I felt bad for J-Lo. It's something where you got to be careful about, you know, having some opening act that can outshine you. It kind of felt like that. As far as football game, yeah, I mean, look, Pat Mahomes didn't even play well. So he didn't even play all that well, and they still won. I mean, the passes he threw, a couple of big completions, one to Sammy Watkins, kind of in a, it almost looked like a cover two shell. And then one was, which I know it was, and I'm sure it was a kind of a cover three shell. And then one that was just, you know, he had two of them that were perfectly threaded into, and they weren't even threaded. They were just lobbed into open space with no one around. And I was just thinking, man, it's like he's not even having to pinpoint this. These guys are just open. So I think once, here's what I thought about it. The game went pretty much how I thought. I just wasn't sure how everything was going to fit together. The defensive line was too much for Kansas City's offensive line at times, and they really had a lot of momentum. And then, you know, that momentum would have spiraled out of control if Pat Mahomes hadn't put together a couple of third down conversions there in the fourth quarter. I think they would have been in real trouble. And yet, when he got those big conversions, it kind of turned everything around, and all of a sudden, you know, you had to have Jimmy Garoppolo make plays, and I think he's a win-with quarterback, but he's not a win-because-of quarterback, and we saw that. And when he had to make a play, he couldn't make the play. I thought Kyle Shanahan he had moments where I thought he was really good as a play caller, and then I don't know that I would have thrown the ball. I know, it's hard to say because you did see you did see Jimmy Garoppolo throw the ball effectively. He was accurate for the most part. But then once it started to get tight, I think I would have just gone exclusively to the run game and some quick hit passing game. And then I was surprised that they went away from Deebo Samuel. I thought Deebo Samuel was a huge X factor in the first half, and then it disappeared. Not to mention Shanahan's decision making at the end of the first half to basically just give away 2 minutes when you could have potentially, you know, played a conservative attack to get down the field. You didn't have to go crazy, but you still could have taken your shot at getting down the field. I thought that San Francisco kind of blew it, but when you open the door for Mahomes, he's going to walk through. That's all there is to it.
Lance Erline is our guest, and so we were looking ahead to next year, and basically the three teams that you would expect are your odds leaders in Kansas City, San Francisco, and Baltimore. Do you obviously it's too soon, but the difference between those teams and your Texans at 25-1, does that feel about right to you?
Yeah, 25-1 sounds about right. The problem is Houston's got to get better, and I don't know how they get better. They're going to have to be very shrewd with their somebody's going to have to develop very, very quickly from their draft classes. I don't know who it's going to be. Like, even if Max Sharping and Tyus Howard play really, really well, I mean, you're kind of counting on that anyway. That's not like a bonus that you're going to get. I don't know where the extra oomph is going to come from. You're going to have a second-round pick. You better hope the second rounder really helps you out, because I don't think you can spend a bunch of money in free agency just because you know you have to earmark it for Laremy Tunsil and obviously for Deshaun Watson. So I don't know what the Texans are going to do to get a lot better. I really don't. How are they going to be better next year? What are they going to add to the team? Where is it going to come from where they're going to be a lot better? I don't know where that comes from. And that's what I've tried to explain to people since the Tunsil trade was made. If you're not there, all this, at least we're going for it. At least we're going all in. Bill O'Brien's going all in. But this wasn't an all-in situation. You weren't close enough to winning a title. Your roster's not good enough that you can just give that away. So now I don't know how they get a lot better. I don't know how they – I guess Watson just has to elevate to MVP status is really the only way that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's
you mean Bill O'Brien is going to fire Bill O'Brien, and that would make it happen, because that's the only way he's going to be an MVP, is he gets a different head coach.
Yeah, and even then, I mean, I think we're watching a special quarterback with Pat Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson is just, you know, really electric. I think Lamar is going to find the going a little tougher earlier next year, now that Buffalo and Tennessee Titans both laid out the same game plan, and both of them, you know, kind of slowed him down. So it's going to be interesting to see how he counterpunches next year, and how, you know, the offense counterpunches in general from there. But I don't know. If it's going to happen for Deshaun Watson, I'm expecting a big jump next year, if that's what he's going to be. If not, he'll just be a good to really good quarterback. But I think Mahomes is just really special.
If you were doing a head coach draft, say for the next 10 years, how far down the list do you get before you take Kyle Shanahan?
Not long. I mean, for me, Kyle Shanahan's been an outstanding coach. I didn't agree with everything last game, and I certainly didn't agree with what he did in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, but I think Kyle Shanahan is a really good coach. I do think Robert Saleh they're going to miss him when he's eventually a head coach. I think they'll miss some of his fire, but that's a lot of really good players on the defensive side. So if you can't coach that talent up, you know, when a new defense coordinator eventually comes in, although Saleh's not going anywhere. I mean, he's there right now. I'm just saying, he'll be a hot name by next year or so, after the season's over. But I think Shanahan's a really good coach. It wouldn't take me long at all to take Kyle Shanahan.
I think he's right there with Sean McVay. I think those teams, the teams that they both took to the Super Bowl are very similar in that, you know, you're built on defense and running the ball, and you've got a quarterback who, if he plays great, you can beat anybody, but he has to play way above his head for him to be elite, because he's not just going to show up and be great.
Isn't it crazy how much both those guys make?
Yeah, that's what I said. They're married to him because they make so much money. So they just have to have a Joe Flacco type run in the playoffs where everything breaks their way, because they're not good enough to play a B game and still win the Super Bowl. Like Mahomes was. Mahomes probably played a C game yesterday and was still good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and think about this. When you look at what Garoppolo makes, what Kirk Cousins makes, what Jared Goff makes, you can only imagine what Deshaun Watson's agent's going to want, and then what Pat Mahomes' agent's going to want after Deshaun gets his. Deshaun's probably going to get in the neighborhood of 37. If you're the Texans, you definitely want to go first. You don't want to go second. So Deshaun's going to get in the neighborhood. You know, he'll be the highest paid quarterback, Deshaun Watson will, when he does his deal, and then Mahomes will immediately get a deal done afterwards, making him the highest. I think we'll see our first $40 million quarterback when Pat Mahomes eventually signs.
Well, I'll say this about Garoppolo's money. I mean, and obviously I don't think the Niners are going to move away from him right now, but if they decided to get out of his deal right now, there'd be $4 million in dead cap, which you
could. Yeah, but they can't right now. So what is it in a year or 2 years?
$2.8 million.
Did he get that much front loaded?
Front loaded. Yeah. Wow. It's so 2021, his base salary is 24 mil. The dead cap would be 2.8. So, I mean, it's not unreasonable to think if they don't see him improving next season, that they don't say, you know what, let's move on and try something new here.
They got to a Super Bowl with him, and he's done nothing but win over there for the most part. I don't see them. If anything, I just see them, they've given themselves freedom to potentially stretch that money out with an extension.
Yeah,
I think they'll do.
Think about the Rams. Do you think the Rams, if they could choose not to be married to Jared Goff right now, do you think they would?
No, they have to. That's the thing. The devil you know is much better than the devil you don't. And Jimmy Garoppolo Jimmy Garoppolo threw the ball fairly well for the most part for much of yesterday, but you know who he is, and yet you still have to be married to him. That's what happens when you push the chips in with the quarterback. You have to stay married to him, because the alternative is being in a, you know, you could end up in a Buffalo Bills situation for years and years, not having one. Cleveland Browns. I mean, how many situations are there where you have guys just hoping and wishing and hoping, and you know, and you never draft high enough to go get that guy, and you have to give up additional picks to try to move up and get one. It's just So that's what stinks. That's why you can't just draft a – if you don't love a quarterback, you can't draft a quarterback. I mean, you just don't take Herbert, Justin Herbert, unless you really, really like him. You can't just take him because you say, well, you know, we think he's pretty good, and we need a quarterback, so might as well take him. No, that's not smart.
Fred has said, and I'm kind of coming around to his point of view on it, because contracts now for first-round picks, it's not like what it used to be. You can take a guy in the first round like the Cardinals did with Rosen, and you'd be like, after a year, it's like, you know what? This guy's not that good. Let's try again. I mean, and it's not the most punitive thing in the world. It'll probably set you back a little bit, but if you eventually find that top-tier quarterback, you can fade having a less-than-stellar roster around him.
Yeah, but you have to be sure. Like, there is some development that's still going to need to take place. Josh Rosen was a unique situation because they were flipping coaches and had a chance to go to Kyler, and Kyler, you know, fit the offense that their new head coach was going to run, and Josh Rosen's just not a leader. Like, there was stuff that they ignored that everyone knew. I don't know why the Cardinals ignored it, but they did. They found out, they moved them to Miami, and now Miami doesn't want them. And so, I mean, you know, that was really pretty predictable. But I think you do have to figure out what you have in your quarterback, and that's the worst thing you can have is
Andy Dalton,
an above-average quarterback. The worst thing that you can have in the NFL, because those guys are going to cost you an arm and a leg, and you're never going to get your value out of them.
Jay Cutler, I mean, the list goes on and on. Like,
I think Matt Stafford is in that list. You really
Matt Stafford is, yeah. And the question is, can you get a better guy than him?
Cousins. And that's
Philip Rivers.
Yeah, Philip Rivers. I think Rivers had a moment where he could have – I think he could have won at a high level. I mean, it's gone now. I think Philip had his moment, except for the fact that they had a bad offensive line around them. They couldn't get a consistent running game. And I'm talking about maybe 4 years ago.
Okay, I was thinking, like, in the Tomlinson era, they just ran into a Patriots dynasty, and that's...
Yeah, and that's a good team. That's a good team. I wouldn't put it on Rivers, but Rivers just has so... Rivers has been able to thrive with the most pop gun arm. And you look at the interceptions, he's got plenty of interceptions because he doesn't have the arm to push it. But I just look at the Detroit Lions, and you know how much money they've given Matt Stafford? And at the end of the day, what has it been for? Because he was before the rookie cap.
Yeah.
He got all the money.
Well, I guess here's another guy that I'll ask you. Do you think the Panthers end up keeping Cam Newton?
No. I think Cam Newton will get dealt.
Because isn't that a tough thing to move on from, a guy who's been an MVP taking you to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, but I think you know that he's done physically, that he's going to have his own issues, and you're in a reset. And Will Greer isn't the answer, and Kyle Allen isn't the answer. So if you're the Panthers, and you can – I think right now if you're the Panthers, you talk about moving Cam, and now you've got the capital to – because it's not that far away. I think you're at 7. So you could move up into Herbert territory or Tua territory. I'm assuming, you know, Burrow wouldn't be the guy. And if you wanted to do that, if not, you just sit tight and you just collect draft picks and try to maybe not be super competitive next year.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein. You can hear him on the bench every morning, Monday through Friday, and also NFL draft analyst.
Yeah, Matt Stafford career 10 games under 10 games under 500, and he's made over $260 million in his career.
That's what you get for average.
What a gig!
All right, man, appreciate the time, Lance. We'll talk to you again soon, buddy. All right, we'll be right back with a gym of the day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A32 says Mahomes needs to dump that girl before he gets paid. I'm with you.
Yeah. sucker.
She looks kind of weird too. I mean, he just needs to upgrade.
It's time.
He's Patrick Mahomes.
He's like a dude, you know, who's about to hit the big time, and he's still driving around in like an 88 Toyota Camry.
Yeah, I think that's an apt comparison.
Except it's like, not only is it an 88 Toyota Camry, but the check engine light is always on, always doing annoying stuff, you know.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, you remember a couple months ago we talked about how you... Yeah, let me finish before you just say
You just asked if I remembered a couple months ago. I don't remember that.
I hadn't finished. I would say we talked about how they were hiring people to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I do remember that.
Okay. See, that's why you shouldn't answer before.
I didn't think I'd remember, but.
Yeah. You were doing so well with the Toyota Camry thing and, you know, the check engine light. And then you just totally effed it off there. All right. Apparently, if you drive this thing in Wisconsin, you're going to get pulled over. The Wienermobile got the driver of the giant hot dog failed to give enough room to another car on the road with emergency lights.
Oh, come on.
So they pulled over the Wienermobile, and unfortunately, they just gave him a verbal warning. I'd like to see them get a ticket. I want to see the Wiener get a ticket. But, apparently.
Clip a ticket. Or get a ticket off of that and just isolate that sound, Aaron. I'd like to see the... Thank you. Jeez. I don't want you to play that daily.
Nah.
Work it in daily.
Stop. But apparently, whenever you see a emergency vehicle, you're supposed to move over.
Right.
And apparently this thing didn't.
It's difficult to negotiate.
Well, I mean, if you can't guide your wiener right, you shouldn't be guiding it.
Just, are you suggesting he just ram it into
I'm saying
the first gap he finds?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that maybe.
Sometimes there's not a big enough gap in traffic for a giant wiener to fit.
Well, maybe you need to just find a bigger place to put your wiener.
Well, yeah, but it's not that easy. You don't know what it's like to have a giant wiener. Life's been easy for you.
I'm not going to say it. Somebody says she's better than an 88 Toyota Camry, LOL. No, she's not.
Not really.
No, I think that's about perfect.
She's super reliable. And, I mean, it's great when you've still got a car that's paid off and you've got, you know, 220,000 miles on it. But once you hit that big time, it's time to buy a Benz.
Well, yeah, I mean, he should be driving, well, or a Porsche.
And you definitely don't, like, once you get all that money, you don't invest way more into your 88 Toyota Camry with 220,000 miles on it. You don't buy a new radiator.
No, you pass it on to your little brother.
Yeah.
So he has something to drive.
Although that might be weird.
Depends on. Anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, and just because all you yellow people are jerks, no hockey play for you tonight.
Oh!
Okay, actually, I didn't have one anyway.
80-20%, by the way.
Okay, well, 80% of the people are wrong. It happens. No, I will have a couple tomorrow night I'm actually pretty excited about, so tune in tomorrow. Probably do them around 4:15, 4:30. Just
be warned.
Yeah, well, because
you can do them a couple times through the show.
Well, I can, and I might do them a second time. It's just inevitably I'll get 50 texts throughout the show. Did I miss a hockey place? Did I miss a hockey place? Yeah, you did. So, but I mean, for sure, tune in around then. I will. I think I've got two, maybe three. Which would be our first three bagger of the year.
Nice.
Mostly it's been two bags. 713-780-ESPN. So what do we got next hour? We got Buzz Williams.
We do have Buzz. We've got a sink our teeth into the Cougars basketball team on the other side. I want to see your thoughts about Bitegate.
Yeah, because admittedly, that game pissed me off so bad that I didn't even want to talk for an hour afterwards.
Okay.
Right now, I want to give something away, if that's okay.
Give it away, man.
Head coach June Jones and the new Houston XFL team, the Houston Roughnecks, will be kicking off their home opener this Saturday against the Los Angeles Wildcats. At 5:58, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see the action live at TDECU Stadium. Head to XFLRoughnecks.com to secure your place in history. Tickets are on sale now, and you won't want to miss out. Houston Roughnecks, going to work for H-Town.